Leo finished methodically counting the day's money and placed it carefully in an envelope to take to the bank. "You know, you're right, Sam," said Leo. "It probably is peaceful here. When I get home, it's chaotic. Getting the kids in the tub, getting them ready for bed, it's go, go, go. Maybe someday for a break, I'll sleep in the store. I certainly could use some peace and quiet."
"Sounds like a great idea," laughed Sam appreciatively as he shined the last apple.
"There now. You apples look great. I can see myself in your beautiful red skin."
"Good job, Sam. Come on, let's lock up," Leo said as he took out the key to the store's front door.
He turned off several switches and the store grew dark.
"See you tomorrow, groceries. Don't get into any trouble while we're gone."
Leo and Sam both laughed as Leo locked the doors behind them.
Chapter 2. Disgruntled Dairy.
The store was dark, but it was certainly not peaceful. In the back of the store, way in the back, a carton of milk was not pleased.
"Did you see those apples getting their special polish?" shouted the milk.
"Who do they think they are?"
Next to the milk were the yogurt, butter, and cheese. They were all in the refrigerated dairy case.
"We've been through this before, milk," said the yogurt. "The apples and all the produce get special treatment because they are in the front of the store.